Well, there were the direct jobs involved with installing the roadway and constructing the roadway. There's also the planning, engineering, and design work that comes first. And then there is the downstream materials and other things that are associated with that road building. So, yes, road building does tend to create a lot of jobs.
But, Hank, aren't many of these jobs temporary or, you know, at least just for the duration of the project? Are some of these jobs longer term as well?
Not directly, but creating more transportation capacity generally stimulates the economy and also creates the corridors where our economic development will occur.
But how does Secretary Prasad plan to come up with this huge amount, more than $1 billion, to fund these projects? Didn't the governor and the state legislature recently make some very significant cuts to the Department of Transportation's budget?
Well, that's right. So it is interesting now to see this new program. And the secretary did say that innovative funding was necessary to bring this program forward. And he spoke about increasing tolling and public-private partnerships in order to fund this $1 billion, Tom.
And so just to be clear here, when the secretary, when Secretary Prasad talks about raising more money through tolling, is he talking about raising the tolls on existing toll roads or placing tolls on existing roads that are currently toll-free?
Both. We're talking about adding new lanes to existing free roadways, but those new lanes would be tolled. And if you've driven down in Miami-Dade County, you see the new toll lanes on the Interstate 95. So it would be that kind of thing. And then all what the secretary is calling for is that new capacity improvements and all new bridge crossings over waterways would be tolled facilities to the maximum extent feasible.
And some of those new toll lanes are planned for I-4 through downtown Orlando. Existing lanes there would still be free, but the plan is to add some new lanes, and those lanes would be toll lanes.
That's the plan, yes. And that would start in 2013, according to this new initiative by the Department of Transportation.
And they've been talking about this project for quite a while, but 2013, that's starting considerably sooner than had been previously mentioned.
Absolutely, and that's the point. It brings new capital facilities much sooner in time, creates jobs, and creates the economic benefit of having the improved transportation flow.
Now, just anecdotally, Hank, what I hear from a number of drivers who use the expressway system in the Orlando area is that they feel that they pay enough in tolls already, quite enough, too much already. But you say that you have information that people would actually prefer to pay a toll than to pay for this road construction some other way.
The latest surveys show that most people accept tolls as a user fee-based system and is preferable to broader taxes or gas taxes to pay for roads. And it's viewed as fair because there's choices. People don't have to take in Miami-Dade County, people don't have to take the faster lanes. They can stay on the free lane if they wish. Same with the Orlando Expressway system. Nobody's forced to take the expressways. They're much faster, but you have to pay a toll in order to go on them.
It seems as if it will take a while to raise the money needed to fund these construction projects through the toll. So how does that work? Where does the money come from to begin with?
Well, typically, one would issue a bond issue and then repay the interest and principal payments from the tolls, Tom. And that's the missing piece of this transportation plan. We haven't really seen what the financing component is supposed to be.
So bottom line, Hank, even though, as you say, some of the details of this financing are still being worked out, apparently, you feel that this type of large project is what we need, is a good idea to stimulate the economy at this time.
Fundamentally, Tom, the program is good economics. It's appropriate to stimulate the economy by building roads. It's useful to fund those programs with tolls. Those are user fees. The problem here is one of implementation. There appears not to be the necessary financing plan that would allow us to bring this program to fruition.